this is really a follow-up to both small business tour I've done around Michigan, including at Lance Manufacturing, where we had a great discussion about the need for skilled workers in manufacturing. And then I was back up in Marquette at Northern Michigan University back in the fall doing a roundtable with businesses, skilled labor, educators, parents, young people, and so on, really talking about how do we both create great opportunities for young people for good jobs and also really move the economy. Because one of the things I've heard everywhere in Michigan, the top priority of our businesses is getting the skilled workers that they need. And it really jumped out at me when I was looking at this projection from the National Association of Manufacturers that in the next 7 years, we'll create 3.5 million new great manufacturing jobs. And at the moment, we'll be able to fill 1.5 of them. So it's like, wait a minute.
Yeah, it does
make things, you know.
Yeah, it does create quite a gap there with that. And I can tell you that in the Marquette area, because we've been talking with a lot of the Home Builders Association and folks like that, that right now with all of the projects that are going on that are being built, people that have skills based on, let's say, contracting or building something or making something, there is work here. There aren't the workers. This directly addresses that, doesn't
it? No question. Yep. Well, you're exactly right. So this is a several-part agenda. These are a series of bills, mostly bipartisan bills. I want to increase and lift up the awareness of the private skilled trades programs that are going on, so where you can become apprentice, work after 5 years, walk out with a great professional skilled trade, and no debt. So that's number one. Second, I want to increase the partnerships where community colleges, working with businesses, are training people for specific jobs. The third thing is I heard that we don't have enough career counselors to even work with young people to know what their options are. We're the third worst in the country in Michigan with the number of career counselors to students. And so we need more people in the schools that have the time and the capacity to let young people know they may want four-year college, but they may want a skilled trade, or they may want a technical career. They may want to go into coding or other computer skills, or maybe a technical career in health, or a carpenter, electrician, welder, builder, and so on. And so we need young people knowing these are great professional jobs, and then I want to make sure that they have the support they need. Right now, we have various ways we help young people get loans and grants to go to college, but they're not available for technical jobs. So we have Pell Grants, but you can't use them for an 8-week or 15-week certification. So I think we should make sure that's available. So one of my bills would do that as well. So I want more resources for schools to hire career counselors, more support, broaden out all of the ways that we support young people to have grants or loans to go to college, make that available for short-term kinds of training, and then strengthen the schools, colleges, business, labor efforts that are going on right now, because it is really a myth if you're smart, you go to college, and if you aren't smart, then you go into something else. Not true. I was talking to the plumbers and pipe fitters. They have to know trigonometry. The electricians have to know algebra. It's just you're having more fun learning it because you finally know why you need to learn it.
Yeah.
I remember going to school and taking trigonometry and thinking, what in the world? I will never use it.
Yeah, wondering where it's going to go. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. You know, and I actually found folks that use it, so it's great.
We're speaking with U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow this morning. She's talking about her new skills for new jobs agenda. And before we let you go here real quick, I just wanted to ask you, how big is the message in this in terms of what you just said, that somehow either the skilled trades or something for a long time maybe were looked down upon in a way that is completely, in my opinion, wrong? It shouldn't be like that these are people that right. it's not for me. I'm a words guy. I'm not a math guy, so that kind of thing is really not my thing. But how big is that message that there are these options that should be looked at by young people and people that are looking for work, and you want to help them with this?
Well, this is a big part of my new skills, the new jobs agenda, and that's why we need people in schools, career counselors that can send that message. We need also for our school leaders to really be sending that message to parents as well as to students. And then we need to strengthen the great training programs, whether it's the private funded skilled trades business coalitions that are going on or the public funded community college and business efforts that are going on. There are things happening. We need more of them, but we mostly need young people and people going on to maybe second careers to understand these are great paying jobs. I was talking to some young people that were coming out of a 5-year apprenticeship program to be electricians. End of 5 years, no debt, and they were walking into $80,000 jobs. So, and from a Michigan standpoint, growing our economy, we're not going to grow unless we've got people willing to actually be making things, building things, doing things, you know, and so this is the moment, I think, for both opportunity, for good wages, and also to really move the economy forward.